The National Energy Regulator of South Africa announced its multi-year price increase awarding to Eskom. Eskom had requested 19.8%, and NERSA today handed down an increase of just 5.23% for the 2018-2019 year. This will have a massive effect on a balance sheet that is already highly, highly indebted. Here to discuss this with me is Chris Yelland, the editor of EE Publishers. That increase that NERSA has just handed down of 5%, what does that do for Eskom?
Yeah, this puts Eskom in a real spot. They are going to need, I believe, a massive equity injection because they haven't got the price increase they want. It's going to have a very negative effect on their credit ratings. And we'll just have to see what transpires in the next few weeks, because I think there's going to be a very negative reaction from the financial community about the financial health of Eskom. And it's going to mean that the shareholder is going to have to step in to save the day using money from goodness knows where.
So you're saying this is going to prompt another bailout by the government?
It's going to have to. The money's going to have to come from somewhere. And if it doesn't come from the tariff, and it doesn't come from the lenders of money, it's going to have to come from the shareholder. And that means a bailout.
All right. Perhaps, Chris, is there any chance, though, that this could be taking the pain in the short term so we avoid what's coming? Because if there was any sense at Eskom, they would look at their cost base, which I think by many metrics is very, very inefficient if you compare it to other utilities around the world. Will this perhaps prompt us a very hard and deep rethink about its current cost structure and its current capital program? Or do you think this will be largely the decisive action that's required will be largely deferred or ignored?
Look, in the short term, it presents Eskom with a massive liquidity crisis. In the medium term, Eskom is going to need to look at a fundamental restructuring of its business model. The way it is structured at the moment is simply not fit for purpose in the world of rising prices and declining energy sales that Eskom is experiencing. It's going to have to really look seriously at its business. In my view, if the government cannot come up with the capital injection, and it seems hard to figure out how it can, Eskom should be starting to look at outside shareholders, restructuring, separating generation, transmission and distribution, listing generation, unbundling it, selling assets. These are the things that I think Eskom should be doing and are going to have to do if they cannot get money from their customers.
Chris, the composition of the board has changed recently, and there might be, I think as of today, there were some two new individuals added. Do these people have the skills to introduce this change that we so desperately need at Eskom?
Well, I don't think that the board has been reconstituted in a credible manner. And I think, whilst I'm not casting aspersions on the two new directors, I don't think they really have an experience in running large utilities like Eskom, large energy organizations, and the necessary business skills that will need to do a major restructuring and recapitalization of Eskom.
All right, so it's really not really very positive development for Eskom. Perhaps do you think, even given this increase, that Eskom would have the time to restructure its business?
Well, I think something has just got to be done. Either the government is going to have to stump up the money, or else they're going to have to restructure Eskom. And I don't see any way out of this beyond a fundamental rethink of Eskom's business model. And in the face of this, we hear today that Mr. Coco might be reinstated, and this would send a further very negative signal to lenders and investors and the financial community.
On that note, I just think that they've actually, if they reinstate COCO, and certainly this decision by NERSA has almost handed sovereignty away from the government of South Africa, because I too can't see where the government is going to raise the money to bail out Eskom. I mean, Eskom is the biggest of the state-owned enterprises. And if any of these lenders call in their loans with the likelihood of a reinstatement by Mr. Coco, effectively the government would have to repay all the lenders of Eskom, and that is simply impossible. So do you see it that way? Is this the beginning of the end now?
I think this has the potential to precipitate a major rethink of Eskom's business model. It's going to take a major crisis in order for people to overcome their ideological fears of a massive restructuring. It's not ideologically palatable, but when there is a major crisis and if there's a default on loans by Eskom, it could be the necessary precipitation of a major restructuring.
Well, let's hope that can be done, Chris, with as little damage to the South African economy as possible. Obviously, Eskom has meted out much lack of growth, uncertainty around the South African economy. That was Chris Yellen, the editor of EE Publishers.